So we're looking today at the importance of anointing in the life of a person. And so we're choosing for our topic today, anointing, fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. I wonder how many persons will want a new anointing. Anybody wants the anointing of God to fall on them? Well, just keep that hand up and just say, anointing, fall on me. Yes, and I want you to make that a prayer now. Let it be a prayer. And just say once again, anointing, fall on me. Hallelujah. And somebody with passion now, with passion, just say it again. Anointing. Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of Almighty God. Praise the name of Jesus. And so, sisters and brothers, with that desire, with that yearning, with that passion, with that wanting new and more from God, hallelujah, we read just one verse, the verse of focus for today, which is 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 13. 1 Samuel 16 and verse 13, it says, then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him, who is David, in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. 1 Samuel 16 and verse 13. Sisters and brothers, there are so many things that we can talk about in this text. In fact, in my first reading of the text, I saw three main topics coming out from verse 1 to verse 13. The first one I saw was the reality of a crisis right there in the land of Israel. Crisis. And then, as if that negative was plaguing my mind, I immediately saw a positive, because I saw the presence of character. That whilst crisis existed, there was a presence of character in the land of Israel. But thirdly, I saw great hope for the future, as I saw that there was coronation. Coronation. I saw crisis, I saw character, but I also saw coronation. Time would not permit me to talk about those three observations that I made in the text. Crisis, character, and coronation. So today I'm going to stick with coronation, or the crowning of a new king. And as I looked a little closer on coronation, because I realized that time would not permit me, then I saw four things coming out of the whole business of the crowning of this great king. The first thing I saw was that there was the presence of an anointer, that an anointer was available and present. But secondly, I saw that there was an audience present in the midst of the coronation. And then thirdly, I saw in the text that there was an anointed, that God had raised up a candidate, that God found one who was worthy to become anointed. And then I saw the final thing in the text, that there was an agent of anointing. Oh my God, this text just consumed me as I looked on those four quick points of coronation. That there was an anointer, that there was an audience, that there was an anointed, and that there was an agent. Four characters, yes. Come with me then, as we quickly look at those characters, as we now go into our time of anointing. So the first character that we see in the verse 13, and indeed in the entire reading that we had for today, is Samuel. Samuel was the first character we see, and he was the anointer. He is the one we refer to in this sermon as the anointer. Yes. And so as we look at that, you may want to put in the chat, if you're following, anointer is Samuel. The anointer is Samuel. Well, we notice as we look in the text that he played a dominant role from the beginning to the ending. This anointer, Samuel, was a human agent that was used and that represented the plan and the purposes of God. He spoke on behalf of God's kingdom. Samuel was the real deal. For real, he was the real deal. Yes, he was the authentic servant of Almighty God. He was the real, as we would say in Jamaica, he was the real article leader. He was not positionally the leader because Saul was, King Saul. But from a personhood point of view, he represented most traits that you would want in a true leader in any community, in any church, or in any country. Samuel would be the real man. He would be the real deal. Oh, that our community and our churches and our country would find some more Samuels to champion the cause of the betterment of the society. Oh, my brothers and sisters, that our community and our church and our country would find some more Samuels to make Jamaica increase in beauty, fellowship, and prosperity, and play her part in advancing the welfare of the whole human race. If we could find some more Samuels, the anointer that could represent Almighty God, that can stand in the gap, oh, Jamaica would be a better place, a better country, a better nation. Yes. I choose the second character in the story to be the audience. We have the anointer, but we have the audience, which is represented by who we will call the brothers. That's right, the brothers. Yes, indeed, the brothers represent a group of men that were related to David. They are his biological brothers. They would be what we would refer to yesteryear as young, gifted. Do you know what I'm talking about? They would be referred to in our yesteryear as young, gifted, and black. Yeah, they would be young, and they would be gifted, and they would be black guys. That's what the scripture says. They could also be described from their external features as bold and beautiful. Of course. Girls like these two in the front row would describe them as hot boy in a Jamaica. Yes, they would be described as hardcore man. For real. Them boy they no go a field go walk. Them boy they stay a yard. You understand? Them stay in a them father house and them just have a natural bleach out look. Them don't have to take no chemical for bleach. Them boy they just naturally bleach. You understand? Are you with me, church? I wonder if I'm talking to people in Jamaica. You in the church, you don't. What about those on stream? Do you understand what me I talk about? Them not off a bleach with no chemical. Them just natural. You understand? Woo! Them skin always pretty and smooth and clear. You know them boy there in Jamaica? Them just pretty. You know some pretty boy in Jamaica? Jamaica make up some pretty boy nowadays, you know. We make some boys them prettier than the girl them. Remember me tell you. I wonder if you understand what I'm talking about. Nice boys. These boys were nice boys. Yes. Plus, them boys have some biceps. And what else them have? Them have biceps and what? Oh, God. Them have triceps. And them have six things. What them call it? Six what? Oh, Jesus. Hey, that church, I shock out this morning. You know? Yeah. If you don't believe me and you think I am just trivializing this sermon, you look at 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7 and following. This is what the scripture says. Samuel took one look. Samuel, my sister over there, who likes to see guys looking. The Bible says that Samuel took one look. Somebody say one look. Yeah, Samuel took one look at Eliab and thought, surely, this is the Lord's anointed? But the Lord, listen now, listen, to show you what I'm talking is true. But the Lord said to Samuel, don't judge by his appearance. That means saying, look good, no. Don't judge by his appearance. It look like Pastor Craig, no. Don't judge by his appearance. And if you think I'm joking about Pastor Craig, don't judge by his appearance or his height. I don't begrudge Pastor Craig for him height. Because the Bible says, I have rejected him. The Lord doesn't see things the way you see them. The Lord doesn't see people the way you see them. Sisters, the Bible says that the Lord doesn't see men as you see them. Because the Lord looketh at the heart, but men look on the outward appearance. Oh, mighty God. Aye, just permit me to just break ranks with the anointing service just for a moment to give a few counsels to women and men in this room. Permit me to warn young people just for a moment as we make decisions on relationships. Be careful. Somebody say, be careful. Yes, be careful of the criteria you are using to choose that special one. While the external will be considered, and I'm sure you have to make sure that, you know, the external is in place, but make sure that you are putting priority. Somebody say priority. Make sure you are putting priority on the internal. Yes, my friends, make sure that you're looking at the heart. Yes, biceps and triceps cannot build a family. Do you agree with me, church? I need an amen right there. So let me say it again. Biceps and triceps cannot build a family. Oh God, you know I say amen, man. You must make the sermon sound sweet. I say biceps and triceps cannot build a family. Church cannot run on handsome face. A country cannot develop on six pack. It takes love, true love, to build a family. It takes solid spirituality to build a church. It takes authentic leadership to build a country. It's not the outward, but the inward that you should focus on. It is the internal qualities that will build up things and make things better. Somebody say, inside, inside. Oh, God. Woo. Yes. So, my brothers. That's why we are here today, not for external, but for internal. That's why we are here today, because we want an internal cosmetic shakeup. We want to put on some Holy Ghost lipstick on our heart. Come on, man. We want to put on some rouge on the side of our heart. Come on, somebody. I am preaching today. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. We want to put on some extension eyelash on our heart in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Am I preaching? Oh, God. We want to put on some eyeshadow on the inside of our minds. Oh, God. We want to pretty up the inside just like how the outside look, but we want it to be prettier and brighter and glorifier and nicer and sweeter. Come on, pretty up the inside. If somebody's beside you, just tell them, pretty up the inside. Yes, my friends, we want an anointing to take us to the next level. Woo! Yes, we want a true blue, red hot, devil chasing, body rocking, Holy Ghost wet up in Jesus anointing this morning. Anybody tired and thirsty for anointing? Woy, woy, woy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want an anointing that will break every chain, that will set captives free, that will heal the sick, that will raise the dead, that will loose up somebody, that will send somebody into an upper level. Hallelujah. For they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up. Somebody say, mount up. We want a prayer or a power today that will release us into our purpose and cause us to rise up with wings like eagles. We want Holy Ghost anointing. Somebody shout, Holy Ghost anointing! Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God. Somebody just declare Holy Ghost anointing again. Amen, amen, hallelujah. If you're in the virtual space, just type Holy Ghost anointing. My God, I want more, more anointing, more power, more wet up in Jesus. Aye, more filling. My God, some of us says, yes, I received the baptism in the Holy Spirit 20 years ago. That's not enough. One more touch, one more touch, one more anointing, one more wet up, one more baptism, one more filling. Somebody wants to say in this room, touch me again, Lord, touch me again, for this moment I feel. Woo! Glory to the Lamb of Almighty God. I feel that somebody is just setting. Somebody is just setting right now. There's an on your mark. There is a get set. I don't know. Some of you are not looking for nothing this morning, but there are some Holy Ghost athletes. Aye. And you're just getting yourself ready now. And you say, I am ready. Ready for more. Ready for sprinting. Ready for dashing. I see the finish line. There is something that I am here for this morning. There is a little more that I want this morning. Half is not enough. 75% is not enough. 99.5 won't do. I want full 100. Somebody just say full 100. Come on. Declare full 100. Boy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mighty God. Prince of Peace, Emmanuel, God with us. Somebody say, Emmanuel, God with us. Woo! Oh, glory to God. A central character that we see in this dynamic story that we are reading about today, the story is the character of the anointed. The name of the anointed in the text is David. In other passages, he's described as a man after God's... Yes, tell me again. No? He is... put it in the chat if you know what I'm talking about. In another passage, he's known as a man after... Yes, a man after God's own heart. One website tried to describe David and found some words to describe him. And this is what they said, amongst many other words, that David was great. Somebody say great. Because every word you call today, I want you to embrace it and wrap it up like a fear one. David, the Bible says that David was great. Somebody say great. That David was full of vitality. Somebody say vitality. Woo! That David was royal. Somebody say royal. Come on, no man. Ay, God, all of the girls, they mean you were royal. Just say royal. Sometimes we all have to twist your mouth little, you know, when we are say the royal Jamaican, we are saying royal. Come no man, somebody say, but we can't see you under the mask, but just attitude up your lip and say royal. Oh God, David was blessed. Oh God, I love that word. That me want this morning. I want a blessing this morning. Somebody just say blessed. Yes, this critical verse 13, however, that we are reading, verse 13. which is a great turning point and high point of this amazing human being called David, and the turning point also of the superpower nation that is referred to as Israel, yes, simply describes the central character as David. Nothing more. And before verse 13, when Samuel asked for the sons of Jesse to anoint one of them, because that was why he came, to anoint a great youngster, to anoint the next king of Israel. And so as Samuel went into Bethlehem, that wonderful little town, to anoint that great and mighty king, what happened? Now we read that Jesse, David's father, brought out 7 of his sons of wonderful appearance and great height. And him says, see Eliab here. And then him bring out another son. And Samuel said, no, not that one. And then him bring out son number 3. And the other one, them not sound holy enough. So him bring one out that sound like tongues. Him bring out Shama. Woo! But let me tell you, it is not the name of your son that is going to matter. It is not what is on the outside. It is not just a name, but what is on the inside. Somebody say inside. And so the Bible says that he brought out 7 sons. And when he brought out his 7 sons, he didn't even call David to stand up in the anointing line. David was not present in the line. In fact, David wasn't even present in the house. In fact, David did there far. In fact, in country, who would have said David there were? Jesus. Come on, man. Them the who born a town don't know what we are talking about. You know, it means David. Well, how far was David? David there were? Far. David was far. No, David did there far. I think I saw it go. David, he was far away. He was nowhere in line. Jesse's last boy was not called at all. David seemed to be not only last biologically, but even more critically, he was last in importance. He was last in value. He was last in his ratings. David was so last. I don't know if that's right. But he was so last that he wasn't even remembered. No. David seemed to be not only last biologically, but just last, last, last. You know, you may be last in your family ratings this morning. You may be last in your department this morning. You today may be last among your friends, your little group. Them not respect you, them not rate you. You know when you're there in one little group and a 5 are only in there, and you don't know say you are last. In fact, today you may be last in your class. Woo! Some of us are last in this church. Nobody not even know we. When we not come to church, nobody even realize. Lord God. Nobody don't even know our names. Oh God, I'm preaching to somebody today. Oh Lord. If you're in a group, 5 boys and a girl come on, the girl not even look by you. Oh God, I think I'm preaching to somebody here. And some people are saying, Pastor, get it back holy. But I'm talking the truth. I'm talking the truth. Oh God, I'm talking the living truth. Oh Father, that there are some ladies that you are 40 and 50 now. And a guy never even looked by you one day. Come on, man. I'm talking to some people. Not even one day a youth could I even look by you. Oh God. I wonder if some people, I wonder if some girls know what I'm talking about this morning. That you put on your clothes nice. I know that you don't put on your clothes. You fix up your face good, good. You look in the mirror before you left your house this morning. And after 40 years, not even one youth Not even one little dege-dege time. And you would tell yourself, boy, I love you, you know. I may like how you look, you know. A boy never give attitude yet and just say, yo, you know, boy, may I tell you, you're still nice. Nobody not even say that to you. Nobody, no, cha. Virgin, it come in like a loss, you come. You don't know what I'm talking about. Cause everybody just a run you down. Everybody just a chase after you. But some people know exactly what I'm talking. That you are always last in the line. Why am I coming last in school all the while? Why can I not shine like others? But I'm here to tell somebody today that the anointing is in the place. That there is an anointer today that is going to step you up. Step you up on the inside. Step you up in the heart. There is an anointer today. My God, and he's going to pull you up and let you stand on higher ground. Somebody say, pull me up, Jesus. Yes, my friends, it is this same David who came last. David understood what you were going, or understand what you're going through. It is this same David that came last who kept a journal over his life called the Book of Psalms. He wrote over 70 of them. And listen to what he says in Psalm 3 and verse 3. He says that God is the glory and the lifter of my head. In fact, a good portion of the psalm, I love this psalm. It says, Lord, come on now. Somebody say, Lord, with David. Come on. Oh, come on. Say it again. Yeah. He said, Lord, how are they increase that trouble me? Oh, God. And many are they that rise up against me. You ever find yourself in a condition where nobody not like you? Where I bear people around you, where I say bad things about you? Have you ever been in a position where nobody not rate you? Oh, come on, somebody. My God. I know Pastor Craig is well loved. I'm not talking about him this morning. But there are some people in here. You are knowing that nobody not rate you like David. Nobody no respect you like David. And you say, Lord, how are they increased? Oh Lord, that trouble me. Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for you in God. God will never deliver you. God is not going to bring you through. You will never get married. You are not going to get a job. Your business is not going to flourish. Yes, but verse 3. I love verse 3. I read it a little while ago. It says, but thou, O Lord, art a shield. Oh God, you know, read a psalm with me. Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, the glory and the lifter of my. David knew what he was talking about because he got an anointing. When he was despised, when he was rejected, when he was cast aside, David knew that God remembered him when he was right there looking after the sheep, and the seven brothers were cock up and then put into the house. Lord of mercy, God remembered the little boy, sent for the little boy, get the oil, put it on his head. Thou, O Lord. Anybody can say that God is my shield? Anybody knows that God is a glory? Anybody know that God is my lifter? Lift up my head when it was down. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table. A higher plane that I have. Woo! Lord, plant my feet. Boy,
need a firming up. Somebody need, come on somebody, if you need this morning for God to do a new work, fresh touch. Somebody say fresh touch.
Woo! Woo! Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Lord have mercy. You may be seated for a while. A time you don't know. Time you don't know. There were positive things about David. There were positive things about David. But Jesse just refused to see them. Lord have mercy. There are some great things about you. But your boss refused to see them. Someone better than one boss. And I don't know that a long time. Someone sharper than one boss. Someone brighter than one boss. Someone more productive than one boss. In fact, it's someone left the company, the boss salt. And I throw me out through a word this morning. David refused. Jesse refused to see that the little lost boy had something in him. But touch yourself and say, something in me. Yeah, man, sometimes you have to affirm yourself, you know. Hi God, there was a time that David had to encourage himself in the Lord. Nobody never encouraged him, so he must encourage himself. Somebody, come on, man, touch yourself now and tell yourself some things. Tell you that there is something good inside of me. Somehow Jesse couldn't see the great achievements and the fine qualities of Jesse, of David. Look at it. Even at that time, when David was a teenager, David had already shown that he was a handsome boy. And be handsome, you talk about this morning. That's what the Bible says. The text says, right there in the New Living Translation, in verse 12, that David was dark and handsome. In the New Living Translation, it says that David was dark and handsome with beautiful eyes. Oh God. Ay, I see a DJ come on TV the other day and he eyed them green. And when the TV go back to the two girl them after the interview, the girl said, I like his eyes. I like his eyes. Someone to know me at all, but can't only watch the same program. A little covetousness creeping on my heart. I almost say, green up my eyes, Jesus. Me nearly say so. Me nearly ask God to give me green eye. Somehow I have some green and purple eye. I know that God give you, but somehow I want to drop some high drops in on eye. All of a sudden, oh God, let me go back to the word. Lord Jesus. The Bible said David had beautiful eyes. But in addition, oh God, somebody just said, preach, preacher. Oh God. But in addition to his outward appearance, David was a skilled musician. Ah, yeah. David was a fearless warrior. David was a hard worker. David was a Michael Jackson type dancer. He was an insightful lyricist. Yet still, when he had all of those qualities, he was still never called on, never looked on, never called to be in the anointing line. Oh God. Oh Jesus. Oh God. Another thing about the anointed in this passage is that he was not one of the dynamic actors that was in this ceremony. Samuel was definitely winning the award. Samuel for best actor. He got the Grammy. And a Grammy you get for acting. How you get again? That one day. Oscar. Yeah. He got the Oscar for best actor. Lord, like rhyming today in the great anointing drama. Oh God, I feel like saying that again. He got an Oscar for best actor in the drama. Oh God. Oh Father. Oh Lord. Oh Father. Yeah, he was the one that created a mystique as he entered the community and as he called the elders and as he discerned the anointed son and as he poured the oil. He was definitely the best actor. and then coming close behind him like a big idiot was Jesse. Jesse was following. He is getting an Oscar for the foolishest drama, oh God, in all of life history, because Jesse got an award for his stupidity by making 7 mistakes in 5 minutes trying to determine who is the anointed son. You mean to tell me, said David, Jesse, their own David, how long? And Cassie said, something in the boy. David, I walk with the Jesse, how long? And the boy father couldn't even look upon the heart of the boy. Him couldn't even look upon the song them way him write, because the song them sound fool. Let me tell you something. When the anointing of God is upon your life, it's hard for some people see it, because you just go on like you're not a saint. You go on like you're fool. You go on like you're a idiot sometime. Sometimes you bawl out, hallelujah. Sometimes you shake up your body. Oh God, when me don't go to university, oh Lord, I me meet up on Larine, some other girl, when they there, they never know what me going to turn out to be. All them here, some was a little church of God boy, some was a little Pentecostal boy, so them would have looked for me from time to time, and them say, so you're speaking in tongues, Lord God, and them say, you shake up your body, oh God. But one songwriter said, happy me Jesus body, make me rocky, oh God. Oh Jesus, somebody want to shake up their body for Jesus right now. Sometimes you look like you're not no sense, but when you shake up your body, you become physically intelligent, you become emotionally intelligent, you become spiritually intelligent. There is something about tongue talking people, there is something about rock body people, that when you go home under the body rocking, somehow you get a pep in your step. My God, you get something more. Look what the Lord has done to the tongue talking boy. God lift me up, God put me on a higher plane, God put me on front page, God give me Larine. What a God! Come on somebody be clear, what a God. Some of you don't see the open doors yet, but say, what a God. Some of you, your chains don't fall off yet, but declare, what a God. Some of you don't get your breakthrough yet, but declare, what. Come on, man. In the chat, on the stream, write in, what a God.
Boy.
That's what anointing do. That's why I come a church of God. Ay, God. Some people say you come because this is like a pill that you're taking to make you feel good. Me no care what you call it. But every week me want come, you so forget the carry pill, brother. There is something about the gospel. Something about the Holy Ghost pill. When you take a dose of Sunday morning time in the presence of God's people, and you hear holy for hallelujah around you, and you take another pill, and you hear some glory to God, and you take another, hey. How much I want to take a pill from morning? How much I want to take a pill from under there? How much I want to, woo! Take a pill, another pill. Take another pill. Come on, somebody. Take up a pill. Swallow a pill. Swallow a gospel. Right now. Swallow a Matthew. Somebody swallow a Mark. Somebody swallow a Luke. Somebody. Woo-y. One more thing I'm done. The agent. The agent is the Holy Ghost. You can stand up. Stand up, everybody. The agent is the Holy Ghost. The agent is the Holy Ghost. the means by which the anointing came. Aye, God, the channel by which the anointing came was the Holy Ghost. How can you live without the anointing of the Holy Ghost in your life? Oh, pastor is getting ready. Aye, listen to what the New International Version says in verse 13. It says that from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully. Somebody say powerfully. Upon David. The New Living Translation says, and the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David that day. Lord, the New Revised Standard Version, these are all, aye God, big shot versions. It says, the Spirit of the Lord came mightily. Somebody said mightily. Ah, the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon David from that day forward. The message says, the Spirit of the Lord entered David, that me want, like a mighty rush of wind. Oh God, just like the day of Pentecost, the Spirit of the Lord entered. Oh Lord, I love that. It entered David like a rush of wind. And the Bible said, God vitally, God vitally empowered him for the rest of his life. Oh Lord, let me tell you something. When the Spirit of the Lord came upon David, he never dropped, you know. The Bible never saying drop. The Bible never saying keel over. The Bible never saying frat up in his mouth. That might have happened, you know. That might have happened, but it never happened to David. Oh, Lord. The Bible never even saying jump. The Bible never saying skip. All the Bible says is that the best actor award, man, take the horn, pour it over David. Oh, Lord. And as he pour it over David, the Bible said the Spirit entered him. No description of how the Spirit entered him. Because if there was a description, somebody would have make it up. Somebody would have farm it. Somebody would have act it out. Somebody would have get actor boy award. So Holy Ghost seminar, tell you what happened to David. All that happened is that David got anointed. And he was filled from that day for the rest of his life. Oh God, Shane, make I tell you something. You see, if Holy Ghost ever rock up your body and pack up your body, you play different. Remember, oh God, my God, if Holy Ghost ever take you, Mr. Barnett, and take them five fingers there over the right hand, my God, and put something in them, and then put something in the left hand, and put something in, you think you're bright yet? If Holy Ghost ever anoint you, aye, Brother Richard, Lord God, it not come on for you for the rest. Jummy, let me tell you something. Lord God, if God ever anoint them foot there, where God give you for jump over hurdle up a JC, remember me tell you, no boy a chance can catch up you. No boy, oh God, you that jump over there and sitting there under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Come on, drummy. Just say more Spirit, Lord. Church of God people, if God could have anointed you this morning with a new dose, you get anointing already, you know. You get a dose already, but you need another dose. 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 Aye, God. 6 o'clock every day, you must take a dose. When last you get a dose? When last you get a new anointing? When last you get a fresh touch? Come on, somebody. You need another touch. Come on, Pastor. It is your time. Council member, get in place. It is anointing time. Church of God, prepare your heart. If you're in the stream, get some olive oil. Go for some olive oil. If you don't have no olive oil, get one cup in your kitchen. Pull it up of water. It's anointing time. Come on. Come on, praise team. Come on. Where are the council members? Put yourself at the place. Church of God, set your heart right. There is not necessarily going to be a whole heap of noise, but there must be anointing. You're going to hold out your hand. You're going to get anointing. Rub it up. Rub your head. Ay, God. It is only a symbol, but we are taking it to mean that God is going to do a new work, a new thing. Pastor, your time. Hallelujah. Somebody shout, hallelujah.